You were here yesterday?
No. Okay. We're on Ayin. Today's daf is of Ayin Tes. We're on Ayin Ches Namid Beis. We'll start like it's like four or five lines after the Gemara starts. It's all Agadah. It'll take 2 minutes, but it's good stuff. And we'll start from Amar of Shmuel Bar Nachman, Amar of Yochanan. My dichsiv. Since we spoke about the word siach, which meant a baby donkey, right? So now the Gemara is going to go give a drasha, an agadic interpretation of a pasuk that mentions the word siach, where it says, "My dichsiv." What does it mean? Al kin yomer hamoshlim. The moshlim is a play on the words. Moshlim means someone who tells mushals. It also means a ruler. That hamoshlim, the moshlim, elu hamoshlim beyitzram. Those are the ones that control their own yeter. Bo cheshbon, come to cheshbon. Cheshbon literally is the name of a place. But the Gemara is going to darshan bo v'nachshav cheshbon shel olam. Let's think of the cheshbon of the olam, the cheshbon of the world. Hafsid mitzvah keneged tzchara, the loss of a mitzvah against its reward. V'tzchara aveira keneged hefseda, and the tzchara aveira against its hefsid. And we said yesterday from the Netziv said that we're really, what do you mean cheshbon? You do mitzvahs and you don't do averas. What are you cheshboning? It's a cheshbon. You have a taiva, so you fight it off the best you can. If you can't, okay, well, listen, you're a human being, and you do tshuva, and you do, what kind of, what are you cheshbon? It's a cheshbon. Cheshbon out, what's a cheshbon? So the Tziv has an unbelievable vart, which is so true. He's talking about people that are trying to give mussar to other people. You know, the holier than thou. Cheshbon out, are you really doing a mitzvah, or is it really an avera? That's what he's talking about. Right? When you're knocking other people, and you're bothering other people, be very, very careful. Cheshbon out, exactly what you're doing, exactly what you, is it a mitzvah? Is it an avera? Sometimes you think it's a mitzvah, it turns out it's really an avera. Sometimes, right? Sometimes. Sometimes the guy's doing it, not even such a terrible avera, so you have to be very, very careful. And the pasuk continues, Tivne v'sichonin imata osikein tivne olam hazeh v'tichonin olam haba. If you do that, you will build this world and you will make a foundation in the next world. Ir sichon, im meisim adam atzmo ki ir zeh. If you make yourself like this city, kimahalech achar sichana, that you follow after the good talk, meaning you are swayed by the Yetzihara. Maxivachov, what does it say after that? Ki ish yotza mechashvon. It's just going to consume you. Tetei ish mechashvin v'tochel she'ena mechashvin. Right, it's just going to consume you. It's just going to burn you up. V'lahava mekiryas sichon, mekiryas tzadikim, that shenikru sichin. The tzadikim are called sichin. Achla or moav, zeh mahalech acha yitro. This is someone who follows after the Yetzihara. Ki ir zeh shemahalech acha sichana. Like that city that follows after the good talk. Bali Bamos, Arnon, Elu Gase Haruach, those are the haughty ones, the Amar Mar, Kol Adam Sheyesh, Bo Gase Haruach, anyone who has haughtiness, Nofel, Big Gehenna, will fall to Gehenna. V'niram, Amar Rasha, Ein Ram, Avad Cheshbon, Avad Cheshbon Shal Olam, he lost the Cheshbon of the Olam, Ad Divon, until Divon, that's a pasuk there, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hamten Ad Sheyavo Din, Hashem waits to give Din, V'nasim Ad Nafach, Ad Shetavu Eish, until fire comes, and tzricha nifuach, it doesn't need nifuach. Ad meidba, what's meidba? Meidba is madaba. You have a thing in Israel called the madaba map. You ever see the madaba map? Must you see the madaba map in Israel? It's in the Cardo. It's a map of Yerushalayim that they found in a church or a shul in madaba. That's meidba. It's in the pasuk in Parshas Chukas. Ad meidba. So that's the literal translation. All these are names of places, but the drasha is Ad shetadiv nishmasan, until your soul is destroyed. V'amrila ad da'avid ma'i da'avdi, ma'i da'boy. Until Hashem does what he has to do, meaning he punishes the wicked. Amr v'hud amar rav, kol haporish in divrei Torah, whoever leaves divrei Torah, eish achalto, fire consumes him, shenemar v'nasati es ponai behem me'ha eish, yatza v'eish tochlo. Kesar of dimi amr v'yonis, and kol haporish atzim with divrei Torah, whoever separates himself from Torah, nofel b'gehenna, will end up inheriting gehenim, shenemar adam toe b'derech, haskel b'kahal refoyim, yunuach. Then refer by Gehenim, Shenemar, Velo, Yada, Ki Rafam, Sham, Ba'imke, Sha'al, Kruha. Fine. Okay. Now, back to the Gemara. The Mishnah had said yesterday, Machar Ashba, Machar Zavla. If you sell an Ashba, you also sell the fertilizer, the garbage, I'm sorry. The Mishnah said, Machar Ashba, Machar Zavla. Machar Bor, Machar Memeha. If you sell the bor, you sell the water. Machar kiveres, machar dvor. We can stop. If you sell the hive, you sell the honey. The bees. So the Mishnah said, machar ashra, machar zavla. We're going to have an entire, now, till we get to the last line of Amud Beis today, we're going to have a whole thing on Me'ilah. We're not going to get back to this Gemara until mamash, the last line. We're going to go on a huge one-block tangent on the issues of Me'ilah. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam, we learned over there. Where's there? In Mesechta's Me'ilah. Kol haroy lemizbeach. Anything that's roy to be brought on the Mizbeach. The Rashbam says, Kigon, Shor, Kesef, Eiz Tamimim, right? Any animal. As a matter of fact, the Rashbam says, if you donate something that could be brought as a carbon, and you donate it to the Beis HaMikdash, not for a carbon, you violate Naseh. So I'm going to donate my sheep to Beit HaKabayis. I'll give a donation to the Beis HaMikdash. Not for a carbon, it's nothing wrong with that sheep. Doesn't have a mom, that's a Naseh. So there's two categories, there's three categories of things you can donate to the Beis HaMikdash. There's karbanos, things that go on the Mizbeach, and then the Rashbam contends, it's not lav dafka karbanos. It could be, he says more, Torim, Bnei Yona, Soles, Lavona, Yayin, Shemen, all these things also go on the Mizbeach, even though they're not animals. Well, birds are animals, but I'm saying other things go on. Lavona, Shemen, all those things, if you donate them not for a Mizbeach, you're over an Aseh. The next level of things that you can donate are things that are for Berakah Bayis. What is that? So the Rashbam says, Zohav, Kesef, Avonim Yikaros, gold. They could use that stuff to work in the Beis HaMikdash. The third thing that you could donate to the Beis HaMikdash is neither of those two. For example, I'm going to donate that chair. The Beis HaMikdash has no need for that chair. I didn't say they don't have a need for it. The Beis HaMikdash cannot use that chair in any functioning on the Beis HaMikdash. So what are they going to do with it? They're going to sell it and use the money. So, there's three categories. Something that goes on the Mizbeach, something that could be used in the Beis HaMikdash, and then something that can't be used in the Beis HaMikdash. Like a chair or a table or anything. Anything else. Again, you could donate it, it has Kedusha, but it's going to require the Gizbar of the Beis HaMikdash to sell it and spend the money how they need them to spend the money. So back to the Gemara. Kol haroy lemizbeach, if something is roy for the base for the Mizbeach, why? It's a carbon. It could be a carbon. V'lola Berak HaBayis. And it's not really, it's better than Berak HaBayis. It's better. It's Yayin or Shemen. That's better than Berak HaBayis. Or, L'Berak HaBayis. It's something that could be used for Berak HaBayis. Like what? Like gold and silver? And precious stones for the Choshen, whatever. Those things you're going to donate. Again, that's not going on the Mizbeach. But, it's Berak HaBayis. V'lola Mizbeach, but it's not going on the Mizbeach. Then you have things, lo la mizbeach, v'lo la berak habayis. Neither of them. For example, a chair. Mal and behen, if you donate it. You donate it. You're sitting in your backyard, and you say, I'm donating that animal, I'm donating to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? By the way, it's a good idea. Never do this. Never sit in your backyard in Woodmere and say, I'm donating this chair to the Beis HaMikdash, because you can never touch it. Right? Just because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash doesn't mean you can't make things kodesh. Sometimes people play around. You run into big problems. Nothing can do with it. You redeem it. The whole story. Anyway, mol and behen, you will be over me'ilah if you use it. It doesn't make a difference what you donated it for. Whether it's berak habayis, mizbeach, neither of them makes no difference. You use it. You're over the din of me'ilah. Me'ilah is very complicated. And it's very unique. Nothing like me'ilah. We'll get to what we're doing. Masechta's me'ilah. It's a very short masechta, but all the rules are in there. Not only that. Ubamasha besochan. You're also over me'ilah on anything that is in the thing you donated. What does that mean? Ketad. For example, hikdish bor malei mayim. You are makdish a bor full of water. And the Rashbam points out, don't tell me that water is something that could be used on the mizbeach. After all, such a thing as nisach ha'mayim happened every year on Sukkot. No, still not. Why? He says that mayim, it's like 10, 15 lines below where we are in the Gemara. Mayim. Ru'uyin leberek habayis lasos tit. You could use it in the, it's good, it's not, it's level 2. Berek habayis. Why? You can make clay out of it, maybe for repairs. V'lo le mizbeach. Not, it can't be used on the mizbeach. It's mayim, for nisach hamayim. So it says the Rashbam, no. The mayim mechunsin psulin, for nisach hamayim. Gathered water is possible for nisach hamayim. Or prepared water. Also, they only would clean out the animals, rinse off the insides of the karbanos. There were special canals in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azara, that were used for this purpose. So the water that you're giving is only going to be for Berak HaBayis. It's not going to be for the Mizbeach. So anyway, you're makdish a bor full of water. or ashbos, or a garbage dump, malay is zevel, it's full of zevel. Now that's not what is the Beis HaMikdash going to do with that? Nothing. They're going to sell it. Shovach malayonim. It's a shovach full of birds. The Rashbam says that could be, those birds could go on the Mizbeach. They could go on the Mizbeach, those birds. He says they could. The birds are birds. If they're the right birds, that's the right chicken, which we eat every Shabbos, can't go on the Mizbeach. There's no such thing as a carbon from a chicken. Torim b'nei yonim, I'm not even sure what they are. Doves, some kind of doves, those can. So if these yonim can go on, wonderful. If not, not. Now, then the Rashbam says something very interesting. He says that the shovach itself only was being donated to be sold. Why? Because the shovach, he says, if you pick up the shovach and move it to the bit, that loses its value. So it's right in my backyard. I have a shovach. I donate it and whatever's inside it. So if there's birds inside that I wrote to the mizbeach, very nice. And the shovach itself, don't pick it up and bring it to Yerushalayim. Leave it in your backyard. We'll sell it. Sada malei asavim, a field full of grass. Ilan nashui peiros, a tree that is full of peiros. Again, the Rashbam says there is no carbon with fruits. Ah, bikurim. Bikurim doesn't go on the mizbeach. It goes next to the mizbeach, and he says it's like truma. It goes to the kahanim. It's not a carbon. Truma is not a carbon. The difference between truma and bikurim. Bikurim you bring to the Beis HaMikdash. You bring it to them. Maul and behem, any of these things. You maul them, umashe besochon, and whatever's inside. The pit and the water. Aval, but, hittish bor. Let's say you makdash a bor. This pit I'm giving to the Beis HaMikdash. The achar kach nismali mayim. Then I fill it up with water. Or ashpa, a garbage dump. The achar kach nismali zevel. Then I bring the garbage truck to come. Or shovach, I donate that house, that birdhouse. Then the birds come. Ilan, a tree. Then the peiros grow. Sadeh, a field. Then grass grows. Mol in behen, I'm only over me'ila on the item itself. The ain mol in b'masha b'sochon, but not what's on inside. So I'm moel for the bor, but not the water. Why? Because at the moment I donated the bor, there was no water. Now I put water in later, that water has no kedusha. Okay? Divi Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yossi says, I disagree about the land. Hamakdish es hasada ve'es ha'ilon. Wait a minute. If you're makdish a tree, or you're makdish a field, bare tree, then the next season, fruit comes up. That fruit's not hektish? That I disagree with. Hamachdish es hasadav es ha'ilon, mol in behen, you mol on the tree itself, obviously, and ubigidulehen, and whatever grows. Why? Mibnei shen gidulei hektish, because it grew from hektish. It grew from hektish. So says Rabbi Yossi, that I can't accept. Why should you not be chayav me'ila if you take the apple off the tree? This year there was no apple, but I donated the tree. Then apple grew. That's not hektish? That doesn't make any sense to me, says Rabbi Yossi. Right? Now, Tanya, Amar Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is sitting here looking at this machlokas, and he says, Nir and Divir Rabbi Yehuda b'vor v'shovach, I think Rabbi Yehuda is right when it comes to the pit and the doves. In other words, you're chayav for the pit itself, but not for the water. Why? Because the water came after. V'divir Rabbi Yossi b'sad divi ilam. But I think Rabbi Yossi is right when it comes to the field and the tree. The Gemara's answer that question. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says. I think that Rabbi Yehuda is right about that. And I think Rabbi Yossi is right about the tree and the field. Says to Gemara, Yossi's question, Haimai, wait a minute. Bishloma nir and divir Rabbi Yehuda, b'bor v'shovach. It makes sense to say that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was sitting there and thinking to himself, and saying to himself, I think Rabbi Yehuda is right when it comes to the bor and the shovach, michlal, depala gasada v'ilam. Obviously, he didn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda regarding the sada and the ilam. Ella, nir and divir Rabbi Yossi b'sada v'ilam? What did Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi say? I think Rabbi Yossi's right regarding the tree and regarding the field. Michlal, you see from there? Michlal, the Pali Babar v'shovach? That Rabbi Yossi's arguing on the bar and the shovach? It's not true. For Rabbi Yossi is Hadav Elam Kamar. He only mentioned the Hadav Elam. Says the Rashbam, what Rabbi should have said was, he has a different thing that Rabbi Yossi should have said. What he should have said was, where is it? Halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. He should have said Halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because he agreed. Because Rabbi Yossi only said two things. By saying I think Rabbi Yossi's right about those two things, it's mashma, but he's wrong about the other things. He didn't say anything else. He should have said Rabbi Yossi's correct. By minimizing what Rabbi Yossi's correct about, it's mashma. The other things Rabbi Yossi said. Oh, I agree with Rabbi Yossi about A and B. He only said A and B. By saying I think Rabbi Yossi's right about A and B, it's mashma. Rabbi Yossi said D, E, and F also. He never did. So just the lashon is a little funny. So the Rashbam says he should have said halachas like Rabbi Yossi. Whatever Rabbi Yossi said, he's right. It's not what Rabbi said. So where am I? So v'chi tema. V'chi tema. And if you're going to try to tell me that l'dvar of Rabbi Yehuda k'amar, that the only reason Rabbi Yossi said that, the only reason Rebbe said that, was because, 1 minute. That L'dvar of Rabbi Yehuda k'amar, that Rebbe said this, and Rabbi Yossi said his shita, only because Rabbi Yehuda said his shita, that can't be pshat. V'atanya, because you have another price that says, Amar Rabbi Yossi says, ain't any roa divishal Rabbi Yehuda besada v'ilan. I don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to a sada and ilan, mipnei shen gedulei hektish. Besada v'ilan. I'm sorry, when they shake a duly hektish. Rabbi Yossi himself says, I don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda about the Sada and the Elam. That's mashma. That he agrees with him about the Shovach. He agrees. Why? Because it's not there, because it came afterwards. Water doesn't grow in a bar. It has to be poured. So I agree with, says Rabbi Yossi, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda about that. Where is it? Who day in a roe? Only when it comes to the tree in the field he doesn't agree. Ha, the bar v'shovach, roe. But when it comes to a bar v'shovach, Rabbi Yossi does agree. He does agree. So the question returns. Why would Rabbi Yehuda say that? I think Rabbi Yossi is right when it comes to those two. What do you mean when it comes to those two? It's only two he said. You're going to tell me he really argued on all four? He didn't argue on all four. We have another guy that said he agreed on the other two. So what's going on? So the Gemara says as follows. Hachik Amar, here's the pshat. Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is what he really said. This is what he meant to say. Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda li Rabbi Yossi b'bar v'shavach. I agree with Rabbi Yehuda in the issue that he has a machlokas with Rabbi Yossi about the bar v'shavach. Shach Rabbi Yossi l'nechlek olav el besad v'ilan. Because Rabbi Yossi only argues on the sada and the ilan. Aval b'bar v'shavach modilei. When it comes to the bar and the shavach, he admits. So we just change the Rabbi Yehuda hanasi to make it fit. Okay, so the bottom line is, when it comes to an item, that will grow on its own, when it comes to an item that will grow on its own, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi agreed with Rabbi Yossi. If it's a tree or a field where the fruits are going to come next year, then he agreed it's Me'ila. But if it's a bar or a shovach, he did not agree. Fine, good. And when it comes to the bar and the shovach, he thought Rabbi Yehuda was correct. We're going to touch now on the issue of davar shelo b'la'ola. So we're going to get to that on another base. Giving you a heads up. Now, Tana Rabbanan. Abraisa says as follows. Hekdeshin reikonin. Let's say you're makdashit and it's empty. You're makdash a bar, it's empty. V'achakach nismalu, and then somebody fills it up. So now, or it gets filled up by itself, it doesn't make a difference. Mal and Behen, you're over Me'ila on the water or the pit, it's irrelevant. I'm sorry, Mal and Behen, the A Mal and Masha Besochon. You're not Moel, what's inside. Who does that seem to be like? It seems to be like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar of Rab Shimon Omer, Rabbi Elazar of Rab Shimon say, Af Mal and Masha Besochon. You even Mal, what's inside. That seems to be, well, nobody. Unless you want to say it's a pit. Unless you want to say it's a field, then it could be Rabbi Yossi, right? Amar Rabba says, this machlokes is, the only way this makes sense, is if it's machlokes, besada v'ilan. Has to be talking about a field or a tree. It can't be talking about a pit. Nobody holds, we haven't found a Tana who holds, that if you donate a pit, and then fill it up with water, you're over me'ilan on the water. Nobody says that. So what's going on over here? It must be arguing about the field. The Tanakama Savalak Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama holds like Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't become Me'ila. Verb Elazar, Verb Shimon Savalak Rabbi Yossi. And they hold like Rabbi Yossi. That what? That it does. Why? Because the field belongs to Hektish. Avo Babor V'Shovach. But when it comes to a pit and a Shovach, Divri HaKol Molen Behen. Everybody holds you mole on the pit, the Ein Molen Masha B'Zochan. And you're not Moel on what's inside. That's actually quite simple. Now Abaya comes up with a whole kasha. Amar Abaya. Wait a minute. Amale Abaya. Ve'elah haditanya. We have a brisa that says something very, very difficult. As a matter of fact, you'll see in a minute. What about the following brisa? I'm on the bottom line of Ayin Tesamar Aleph. Hekdeshan Malayin. Let's say you donated it full. You donated it full. A pit full of water. A field full of apples. Mol in behen. Ubamasha bezocha. You moil on it and whatever's inside. That makes perfect sense. If I donate a field, if I donate a bar full of water to the Beis HaMikdash, you can't touch the water. That makes perfect sense. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon have a sheet now that makes no sense. Machlif, they reverse it. They reverse it. What does that mean, Machlif, they reverse it? If you donate an empty pit, and then you fill it up with water, you're only over me'ila on the water, not on the pit. Okay? That's how they translate it. Right? No, I'm sorry. Let's look at the Rashbam on the bottom. But we'll have to show Machlif. Hichlif shitaso. They reverse their shita. Dila el, gabi hekdeshin reikonin, when 2 minutes ago, if it was donated empty, Molin b'masha b'sochan. They held your over me'ila on what's inside also. Why? Because we said they're talking about a field and they hold like Rabbi Yossi. V'hacha ka'amar, here we have a brisa that says, ein molin b'masha b'sochan. You're not over me'ila what's inside. Umishum, that doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. If I donate a field full of apple trees and the apples are all there, why aren't the apples me'ila? Why not? That makes no sense. Says the Rashbam, it makes no sense so much. That's why he has such a strange lashon, machlif. What kind of lashon is machlif? Ever heard that lashon before? Machlif. Says the Rashbam, this whole thing makes the shita so difficult. They use a funny word that it should be a what do you call it? An alarm should go off. What kind of word is that? What kind of shita is that? Right? That's what the Rashbam says. Umishum demilsa tamiyahi. This doesn't make any sense. The Goshkein Hacha Habililamam Amolin Masha Mesochan. Of course, what's on the field should be Me'ila. Hilkach Ketani Machlif. They use a funny Lashon Machlif. The sheet doesn't make any sense. If I donate a field full of apple trees, and the apples are there, why isn't that Me'ila? Very difficult Shita. So, now, says Abaya to Rabba, E Ma'i Besada Elon, if we're talking about a field, and a tree, and an apple, am I machlif? Why aren't you over me'ila for the trees? Why not? That doesn't make any sense. It would make sense if we're talking about a bar. You know why? Because we could say, if you donate a bar full of water, you're only over me'ila on the bar. Why would we say such a thing? Because the bar and the water have nothing to do with each other. They really don't have anything to do with each other. Happens to be, you put the water in that bar. It's not the same item. An apple at a field is the same thing. It grew from the field. How could you say that? That's not me'ila. So Ela Amarava, Ela Amarava, Rabbi says, you're right, I gotta retract what I said. Machlokas pavor v'shovach. The machlokas must be by a pit. Avil besada v'ilon, when it comes to a sada and ilon, divrei hakol, molin behen, umasha besochan. Everybody has to hold, you're over on everything. Me'ila on the field and the apples. Everyone has to hold that. Ubabor v'shovach b'rekon b'may pligi. Now, what is the machlokas on an empty bar? Ubabimalayin b'may pligi. And what's the machlokas if it's full? What's the machlokas? What's going on here? So here we go. B'rekonin, pligi. When it comes to rekonin, empty bar, pligi b'plukta d'rameir v'rabanon. They're arguing in the machlokas of a v'rameir and rabanon, a machlokas that appears throughout Shas. D'tanakama savalaka rabanon. The Tanakhama hold like the Rabbanon. The Amri who say, Ein Adam Matan Dover Shalom Bala Olam. You cannot be Maknish something that doesn't exist. You can't be Maknish something that doesn't exist in the world. If something doesn't exist in the world, it can't be machnit. You can't be machnish it. So I have a pit over here. I'm going to be machnish the pit. What about water that someone's going to pour in tomorrow? That's not here. That doesn't go. You can't do that. No, they held like Reb Meir. The Amar who said, you can donate, you can be machnish something that doesn't exist in the world. By the way, there's only one place in Shas where Reb Meir said that beferish. As the Rashbam points out, he said it by a kedushin. If I marry you on condition that I'll be Magayer myself. But right now, you're a guy. Right? Marry me on condition I become a ger. What? According to Reb Meir, it works. Why? Because if other math is right now it doesn't work. It's biyadah to do it. It's biyadah to do it. Tell my chokas over here, because you'll see, it's biyadah to do it. You know, look at the Rashbam inside, we have time. Yeah, but Pulta de Rameir Verabanan. You see it? It's, I don't know, about 10 lines, and the lines are skinny there. Pulta de Gabi Ha'omer Le'isha. A guy says to a woman, Hare Amikudeshet Li, be married me, Almanas, on condition she'es Gayer, that I'll become a Ger. Almanas, she'es Gayri, on condition you become a Ger. Behar Bimikomos, in many places, but only says one place. Many places. The Machlokas is extended to many places. But that's where Meir really said it. He only said it in that one place. So that's what's going on over here. So if I am makdish a empty pit, and then somebody comes and fills it up tomorrow with water, is that water hektish? Well, it depends. If you hold like a mayor, absolutely. Why? Because you makdish something shalom ala'olam. Not just the pit, whatever's going to be in there. And if you hold like the Rabbanan, absolutely not. Okay? Right. So be the evidence, it's not a problem. Be the evidence, not a problem. Right, so be the evidence, not a problem. As long as you promise to do the mitzvos, you makabel on yourself to do the mitzvos, it's not a problem. What? That's exactly his point. You could something that's low bol olam yet can still work. We can't, for us it's a hard concept to understand. That's a Meir Shita. Right, it's a Tanai. I just listened to a shir. So Rav Gorin had a shita that he would be Megayer people out Tanai. So it was a wild thing. He used to be Megayer people. The Geirus is only chal as long as you stay in Eretz Yisrael. If you leave Eretz Yisrael, the Geirus is batal. There was a woman who was Megayer with Rav Gorin, and then she went to England. And it was a huge controversy, because there's nowhere in Shas that's allowed. There's nowhere in Shas that's mentioned. Kind of Geirus out Tanai? For 30 years, she's a Jew, and then all of a sudden she becomes Os Jew. So Rav Gorin, what's the difference between that and a marriage? Or that and a get? I'll divorce you only as long as you don't leave. That would work. And if she ever left, she's still married. So what's the difference? The difference is it was never in Shas. A huge controversy. But you have these things. These things come up. So it's a fascinating model that he wants people to keep. It's amazing what went on. Amazing. That's all in the Gemara.
But he didn't because to discourage?
No. He wanted people to stay. But it's a very novel thing. Nobody ever, in 2,000 years since the Gemara was written, no one ever did that. Right? Doesn't mean it's not appropriate. Not for me to judge what went on. It's a huge controversy. But it's all written in the Gemara. So Rameir Shita is that Adam can be back to Davos Shalom Ba'olam. Now the Gemara says, wait a minute. Rameir didn't say that in every case. Emre Dishmas Leila Rameir. When did Rameir say that? When did Rameir say that you can be Makdish and Davos Shalom Ba'olam? Kigon, for example, Peres HaDekel, fruit, Davidi Da'asu, it's gonna come. In other words, if something is naturally going to occur, right? An apple tree doesn't have apples. And next year it's gonna have apples. So I can tell you the tree, and you have the rights to the apples. I've only sold you the tree, the apples are still mine. No, that according to Rameir, absolutely not. Why? Because it's Shalom Ba'olam, but it's gonna happen. Hani, here, Miyam Ardasa. Who said water's going to go into this bar? Who said a bird's going to go into that birdhouse? Yes, the field and the tree, I agree. That's Davar Shalom Ba'olam, but it's going to happen. Most fields, every year, the grass grows. Most trees, every year, the apples come out. That's true. Who said that the water's going to go into this pit? How could you hold up a mayor here in this case? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, it's very simple. Mishkachas law, the case is only, we narrowed it down to one specific place. B'mayim haboim derech hatero. No, the pit's right by the gutter. So when it rains and the water hits the roof, it falls into the pit. It's going to happen. It's going to rain. Or, similar case, B'mayim haboim derech hatero labar, v'yonim haboim derech shovach al shovach. And also, you put the dove coat in such a place where the birds always fly, they're going to go in. It's a vadai. Just like the apples are going to grow, so too the birds are going to come here. Right? Maybe there's a whole bunch of other thorns there and you stuck yours right in the middle. It's going to happen. So in such a case where it's going to happen, it's no different than an apple tree and a chanami. You put a pit in the middle of the desert, it's not going to happen. Then it would not be the case. That's not what they're talking about. They're talking about a case where it's going to happen. So the Rashbam points out, the Gemara says, because it's biyado. She has the power to do it. So that's enough. Since she has the power to do it. It's up to her to decide. So since it's up to her, it's considered like as if the apples are going to grow. She could say, I'm taking the ring and I'm running off to China. She could say that. But we don't assume that. Why don't we assume that? I don't know. It's not the same. It's not the same. But the point is, since it's biyado to do it, we consider it as if she could do it. Now what's the machlokas if it's full? If I donate a pit full of water, what's the machlokas now? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Kigon, Shehikdish Bor Stam. Now, you donated a Bor Stam. You donated to the Bais HaMikdash an empty Bor, a Stam. For Blazer of Shimon Savala Kavua, they hold like the father. That what? The Amar who said, Donin Din Gavoa Midin Hedyat. The idea of Bais HaMikdash is just like the halachas of donating to the Bais HaMikdash, just like the way you deal in business with other people. Like, what does that mean? Ma din hedyot. When it comes to dealings between man and man, Matzi Amar, you could say, Beri Zavini Lach, I sold you a pit. Maya Lo Zavini Lach, I didn't sell you the water. I didn't sell it to you. I sold you the pit. It's a full bursting with water. No, that wasn't included. Af din gavoa, so too. When you donate to the Beis HaMikdash, Bira Atish, you could say, I donated the pit. Nayalalaktish. I didn't donate the water. That wasn't part of the donation. Not included. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. We're going to skip the parentheses. Doesn't make a difference. You can read it. The Tanakh comments over, ain't din don and din gavor and din hedyot. No, we don't say that. So the basic thing is just different. Therefore, if you donate an empty pit, if you donate a pit stam, and there's water in the pit, the water's included. Our mission is
to... If you exclude the water that's inside there, if you make it known.
No, saying stam. Stam.
I said it, but if you make it known.
Oh, if you make it known, then you made it known.
Even though you're technically deriving some sort of benefit from having using the bar?
Yeah, that's a good question. No, but we're talking about, I'm donating a pit.
I understand that.
And the water's inside.
I understand.
So then you'll be over Me'ila for sure in the water. 100%. For sure, 100%.
The Mar just said if you have a case that you can do Bira Actish, Maya Loy Actish.
Right.
It seems like. That would work. If you do that,
packed it into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now, so what happened? So, but isn't it something that you're getting some sort of hanafra from?
Because your water's in the basin because it's pit?
Yeah.
Maybe. That could be. That's a separate issue. That's you, but it's between you.
It doesn't seem like anybody's arguing with this.
No, that's between you and Hashem now. As I'm donating the pit to him. I'm donating my pit to the basin of Mikdash. My water's in the pit. So maybe I'm over Me'ila. But I'm not over Me'ila on the pit. That doesn't affect it. Right. Enechanami. Right.
Nobody argues that.
No, right. Wow. Right. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. The din hedyot lo? Right? Din hedyot not true? Vat nan. Didn't our Mishnah say, machar bar machar meimav? Didn't our Mishnah say, if you sell the pit, you sell the water? You're telling me now that if you sell a pit, stam, the water's not included. Just like, if you donate a pit stam, the water's not included. Yeah. What do you mean? Didn't our Mishnah say? But we got so sidetracked. This Masechta has nothing to do with Me'ila. This Masechta is talking about buying and selling. So the Mishnah said, if I sell machar bar, machar meimeha, the water's included. Now, did I say it? If I said it, what's the chiddush? I'm telling you this plus that. I said it. That's the case. I didn't say it. It's stam. I didn't say it. And what's the halacha? The water's included. Says the Gemara, now I'm a Rava, Masnisan Yichidaihi. That Mishnah, our Mishnah, that's a lone Shita. That's a Das Yachid. The Tanya, Machar Bar, Lo Machar Meimav. We have a Brisa that says, if you sell a pit, you don't sell the water. Rav Nassan Amar Mocha Bar Mocha Meimav. Now Rav Nassan, one shita says not like that. Why would Rav Yehuda Anasi, is a question that I don't have an answer to, why would Rav Yehuda Anasi record a Mishnah that doesn't go like the majority opinion, and there's a Braisa that's not included that does have the majority opinion? In other words, the Mishnah should have said, Mocha Bar Mocha Meimav, Lo Mocha Res Meimav. Right, you sell a pit, the water's not... Rav Nassan Amar, no, it is included. Why did Rav Yehuda Anasi not do that? I don't know. So we have a whole Amid here, a whole daf, talking about Me'ila, just to get to the point that our Mishnah is a Das Yachid. Right? Why? The whole thing about Me'ila to get to this point. If you sell a pit, the water's not included, but that's a Das Yachid. Really, it is included. I'm sorry, really it's not included. Really it's not included. Just like a donation to the Beis HaMikdash. Why is our Mishnah seems to say otherwise? Yeah, our Mishnah is a Das Yachid. Don't worry about that. Amazing. A whole Amid of Me'ila just to get to that one point. And what? Our Mishnah is Das Yachid. Okay? Very unusual. Most of the Mishnah, most Mishnahites are the Halacha. Most. Not all. Most are. This is one of the ones that's not. Now, by the way, the rest of the Mishnah might be. The thing about the beginning of the Mishnah, that's probably why it's here. Because it was probably the same, learned at the same time, about Macheres HaChamor, Macheres HaSiach, Macheres HaPara, Lo Macheres Bina. It's probably all learned at the same time. So they honestly threw it in and figured, like we said yesterday, people will know that it's not the Halacha. All right. All right, we'll stop here. We'll resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.